Well, hi everybody, and welcome to a very special feature tonight on this edition of Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello. We're going to go back to the Group Harmony Review archives as promised and go back into the 1990s for a show which has never been re-aired. A very special re-airing tonight of a collector's edition of Group Harmony Review, special guests from the 1990s here on WFUV.
FUV.
FUV.
Group Harmony
everybody. Welcome to the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review here on WFUV Public Radio from Fordham University with yours truly, Dan Romanello. Great to be back and great to have our power back up here at 90.7 FM. Hope you stay tuned from now until 6 o'clock. Last week we had a very special edition of the show, by the way. We'd like to thank all of the Cookies and John Clementi for being here as our guests, and the tradition will continue. Once again, we have a very special show planned for you today. The Cadillacs are here, and they will be joining us in just a moment. So please stay tuned to 90.7 FM. Boom, boom, boom.
Call me Peter.
Palmer.
Please don't ever think it's slow. Well, not he often calls me Beetle, but my real name is Blur. Call me Joe. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take you slow. Well, not a y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister.
Okay, back to 1955 for that one. And Speedo, of course, Speedo of the Cadillacs on Josie Records from 1955 to kick off the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review today. And today we are very fortunate. We have with us in the studio Speedo and the Cadillacs. And right now it's my pleasure to welcome to WFUV to the Group Harmony Review. Earl, I know you and I have been talking about this for a long time, setting this show up, and I'm glad we finally got together. And
I'm glad to be here. It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
And I'd like to welcome you and all of the members of the group that are with us here today.
We have all of the Cadillacs with us right here. I'm Earl Speedo Carroll, and
I'm Johnny Brown.
I'm Robert Phillips,
and I'm Gary K. Lewis.
Okay,
and we are the Cadillacs.
We have two of the original members here, yourself and Bobby.
55 Speedo boy. Now, who would have thought it would last this long, huh? The rock and roll and all. It's fantastic. It really is amazing.
Really came a long way.
Yes, and going strong, too. I can see it going for another 100 years at least.
You know, it really is amazing to me. I mean, a legendary group like the Cadillacs, a legendary New York City group, a wealth of material, and I know this is your first time up here on the program, and our program, as we were talking about, it's been on the air for many years. Actually, this show started as the Time Capsule show back in 1963, believe it or not, and has been on the air ever since, and the Cadillacs have always been a major group that we featured on the show, and I guess it was a matter of time, but you had to be here. You had to. You've always been part of this show.
That's nice.
It really is a pleasure to welcome you up here.
Thank you for keeping the good music alive.
Thank you.
Right. You know, we got to thank you, too, for hanging around, because when we got up here today, as the folks might know, there was no power. Lightning struck the campus yesterday. The power was out. People were calling up, trying to tune into the shows today. And for a while, the station was running on auxiliary. I think we're back on the auxiliary right now. But the power is back up, and it worked out very, very well. And I want to thank you for staying around so that we can get back together.
It's indeed a pleasure, man.
Yes, it is.
The power wasn't as powerful as you then.
Or as all of you. I think it was your presence here. And some of the wonderful photos that we took. And thanks for the singing, too. Hopefully we're going to sing a little bit later for the folks.
Might be able to do something again.
So today what we're going to do is we're going to play a little bit of everything. Play some of the old material and some of the new, because you guys are out and going strong and performing today.
Yes, we are. Thank God. Everything is going well and everybody's healthy. And everything at the moment. Thank God.
Yeah, we're all thankful for that. So what do you say we go back to something old, and then we'll follow that up with something new?
Why not?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, let's go back to 1956 for this one. And one of the most requested sides that we get on the show, and I think, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful R&B ballads ever recorded, The Cadillacs from 1956 with You Are.
Mm-hmm.
radio.
Uh-huh.
Omar Goo finally made the right turn.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you.
Is that sign up there reading Hoboken, New Jersey?
It looked like oil derricks to me.
42 years out here on the
For
road.
42 years, one tank of gas.
I heard that.
Man, our kids ain't gonna recognize us after all this time.
And our old ladies, they'll really be old ladies with gray hair.
Oh, man, I don't want no old lady to come over and see no old lady.
Well, don't worry, Bob. You's a little gray-haired old man.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Bob!
What? I want you to put the pedal to the metal and let's
line with asparagus.
Bob, have you heard the news? Speedo's back in town.
Man, we gonna rock this joint. We gonna dance the ceiling's down.
Bob,
it is a come and gone. You know I paid my dues,
yeah.
But I never lost that soulful sound.
Brother, have you heard the news?
Gonna sing those songs again.
Bob.
Ain't heard them since you know when.
Bob.
Rock and roll used to lighten up our lives. Gonna sing those same old songs.
Bob.
Remember how we sang along?
Bob.
When Fats and Elvis and Richard were really king.
Have you heard the news? Speedo's back in town.
Man, we gonna rock this joint. We gonna dance the ceiling's down.
Bob.
Years are come and gone. You know I paid my dues.
Yeah.
But I never lost that soulful sound.
Brother, have you heard the news?
You're never too old to rock and roll, and the world knows that's the truth.
Have you heard the news? Speedo's back in town.
Man, I'm gonna rock this joint. I'm gonna turn this mother around.
Years are come and gone.
You know I paid my dues,
yeah.
But I never lost that soul sound. After 42 years in the lost and found, now Simon says
we're homeward bound.
Tell me, have you heard?
Spread the word.
Have you heard?
Okay, and there we go. Something new from the recently released CD by the Cadillacs. And actually, the title of that that new cut was "Have You Heard the News?"
Yes, that was it. That's our new CD we got out. This did it in 1996. It's a brand new thing by the Cadillacs. Have you heard the news?
In fact, that's the first thing in how many years?
In 42 years.
42 years.
That's long.
So where you been for 42 years?
Yes. On the road.
In the lost and found.
Trying to find my way back home.
Yeah.
I noticed they call you Speedio on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So now the everybody who is here today was on the song we just heard.
Yes.
Right? This is the...
That's the latest group. CD.
Yeah.
Really Have you nice. Heard the news?
Really nice. So we went and we started actually. We went back to You Are, a truly beautiful side, and that was from 1956 on Josie Records. And then we went to the 1996 release. So I'm glad to see that things are going on well for the group today.
Yes,
and,
we are.
And you're going to be, you
back
have been around
studio.
Actually,
oh, yes.
Right?
Everything is just fantastic at the moment. The phones are ringing, we're working. Everybody's in good health, thank God.
Hallelujah.
And things are happening.
You know, we were talking about this book, and I always recommend this book to a lot of the listeners. They all sang on the corner, Phil Groy's book.
Mm-hmm.
And
fabulous, fabulous job he did on that.
He really did on the New York City groups. And I would once again refer a lot of people to this book for information about the Cadillacs. He's got a wonderful discography here listing personnel. And the side we heard just before this, You Are, as he indicates, both You Earl Carroll and Bobby Phillips, who are here today, original members, were on that, along with Laverne Drake and Earl Wade and Charles Brooks.
Right, and all three of them are deceased.
And actually, that was the second group. I guess the first group with you, Bobby, and Earl also had Laverne Drake, James Clark.
Yeah, Papa
and Gus,
Clark.
Papa Clark.
He was with the group
with the Five
called
Crowns.
The Five Crowns. That's right. And his brothers was with Willie Winfield and the Hoptones.
Right, Nicky Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and there were three Clark brothers, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it was two of them in the Hoptones.
In the Hoptones. Yeah, and Gus Willingham.
Right. Yeah.
That was the original group.
Right. Yeah.
For Wonder Why and Glory and Wishing Well. We're going to be playing some of those later on. And all of this, by the way, is documented in Phil's book, They All Sang on the Corner. And today we have Earl Carroll and Bobby Phillips, and they're both here with us today, two of the original members, and along with two of the newest members.
Yes.
And when did this quartet
form? They're kind of old now.
Yeah, well...
Did you guys introduce yourselves, by the way?
About 15, 16 years at the moment.
And once again, you introduce yourself?
I'm Johnny Brown.
Johnny Brown?
And I'm Gary Lewis.
And Gary Lewis. And how long has this group been together?
Well, I've been with the Cadillacs off and on all my life, really. The first time that the Cadillacs ever got together, I was there. I saw them. I used to see them rehearse in the park, you know? When before the records were ever released, this is when Johnny Willingham was in the group. You know, and like I've always been a Cadillac. Even when I wasn't in the group, I was still a Cadillac.
You were a Cadillac at heart.
Yeah, and we all came up together, you know, learning the music, learning our craft in the street together.
And being a New York group, you know, in those days you had a group on every corner. You know,
right.
And Gary,
I'm from Boston. When I first saw the Cadillacs, I saw them at a National Armory. They had a big fight then. Oh, did they have a big fight? I was a little youngster, but I love the groups. So I saw this group, and I started copying their steps. And that's how we got our groups together. We copied the other groups that came to town. And our first song that we tried to get a harmony together on was Girlfriend, Please Be My Girlfriend by the Cadillacs. Oh, man. I mean, who would ever think that someday that I'd be with this group? I mean, they were our idols. You know, I used to call myself Dr. Romeo.
We had a song called Romeo.
That's right. Romeo, of course.
Song called Romeo.
Yeah, we have that here today, too.
Dr. Romeo.
Well, you know, I know exactly how you feel, because I have to tell you, growing up the way I did and buying the records of the Cadillacs and other groups, who would have ever thought someday I'd be sitting here in the studio with the group? My idols, as you just put it. And
life is fascinating.
It is.
Isn't it?
It really is amazing how sometimes things take their turns or go full circle.
At one time, I used to sit up in the Apollo Theater up in the Peanut Gallery.
Right.
And I used to catch all the shows as a kid. I used to sneak in through the rehearsal hall sneak upstairs and just spend the whole day play hooky from school.
You know, that's interesting what you're saying now. New York City is also a legendary place for the rhythm and blues sound. And both you and Bobby are here today, two of the original members who started the group back in the early 50s and had their first release in 54. What influenced you to get started?
Really?
Apollo?
The 50s, it was a group on every corner. You could go to 142nd Street and you'll see
Valentine's or what was the... Buzzy Willison.
Yeah,
Solitaires.
You can go 118th Street and see the Hoptones and the Drifters.
Five Crowns,
which became the Drifters.
Right.
And, I mean, everybody was doing it. The Crows. They were up on 139th Street and 7th Avenue.
It was like Five Keys.
Clovers, right.
What's the bass name? I forget his name.
Howard.
Howard
Winley.
Always wanted to be a bass. Watching him and listening to him at the Apollo.
Right.
And it was my album, you know, so...
And Apollo stirred up a lot of imagination for the people. Because, like I said, I used to sit up there and I used to see the best shows in America, I guess. I used to see Sammy Davis. I seen Pearl Bailey in there. I seen Lucky Millinder and the big band, Count
Cab
Basie, Nat King Cole, Catherine Dunham singers.
Yeah.
And like Gary was just saying, you know, it was his idol, the Cadillacs. I set up one, and what turned me around when I seen the coasters at the Apollo.
Right.
Now, they brought another style into the music business. Not only were they singing, they were acting.
They were entertaining.
Everybody had a part to play.
Yeah. Well, you
and I used to sit up there and think, I said, I sure would love. Now, that's what I want to do. Now, that's you know, and my dream came true.
Yeah.
They asked me to be with them. You know, they were going to Chicago for 9 days at the Tivoli Theater. Mm-hmm. And one of the members was had problems, or management problems, and they were letting them go, and they offered me the job. But I never thought I would be a coaster, because they really freaked me out doing acting on stage, you know. Tain't nothing to me, secret of your success, shopping for clothes. And my dream came true. Just to mention, you know, like you say, who would ever thought that you'd be here at the Cadillacs?
Right.
Like with me.
But I got him back, though. I told him he had to come back home.
That's right, Bobby. And you got to be in movies, too. Made some motion pictures with Alan Freed.
Yeah, and the Good Times Roll.
The Good Times Roll.
I caught on TV on the other night on AMC, and who do I look at but Earl and Bobby and J.R. Bailey. Yeah. And was it Spencer?
Yeah.
Spencer.
American Hot Wax.
American Hot Wax, yeah.
Let the Good Times Roll.
But to tell you how much influence the Apollo had, my mother used to have to send my sisters to the Apollo to come and get me to come home, because I used to spend the night there. I would help the guys clean the Apollo at night, and when they finished cleaning, I would have the stage where the mic came up out of the floor.
Oh,
I had that for an hour every morning, 5 to 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm on the stage singing at the Apollo, so it had a great big influence on me at a very early age, because I was like 10 or 11 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm. I think also last week, as a matter of fact, we were just talking about the Apollo when the Cookies were here, because they were discovered there and they got their recording contract from the Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just imagine the time period influencing the groups as clearly as it did. Groups like yourself, mm-hmm. who became legendary to people like us and were our idols, and there you were, even younger than that, as a youngster, dreaming about mm-hmm. getting your start,
yeah.
And then it all happened thanks to places like the Apollo that brought everyone together.
Thought that I would ever play the Paramount Theater, yeah. Downtown Paramount. I mean, from the
Brooklyn Fox.
Brooklyn Fox, yeah. From uptown
to
downtown, yeah.
That's right.
With the great Alan Freed.
Yeah. Right.
Murray the K and all.
So once again, we are in tune here with the Group Harmony Review and our special in-studio guest today, the Cadillacs. We have two of the original members, and in all, we have the quartet that is currently recording and performing nowadays, and they're going to tell you folks, I guess in a little bit, maybe after the next set, where you're going to be and where you have been performing. But what do you say we do the same thing now again? We go back to something old, and then we follow it up with something from the new CD.
I'm with you.
You got it.
Okay, so here at 90.7 FM on the Group Harmony Review, please stay tuned for our special guests, the Cadillacs.
The girl I love, she's going away. The girl I love, she's going to stay. I'll dream of her.
Okay, once again, we went back to the recent CD, and that's entitled Speedo and the Cadillacs is the title of the CD. Have you heard the news? Speedo's back, and what did we just feature?
That was Slip Sliding, Paul Simon's tune. I hope he's happy with the job that we did on it. We thought it was a good tune. We always loved it, and we went in and recorded it. I'm very pleased with the outcome.
Very nice. This is really an excellent quality CD, and I see you have a lot of people on here, like Chuck Jackson, mm-hmm. and Benny King, and Gary U.S. Bonds, Bobby J.
Yeah, Bobby, all my friends came by to say something nice.
Oh, we're going to have to play more of this, and we'll go to as much of this as you like. I mean,
very good.
Whatever you guys want to do today, I'm delighted that you're here, and I'm just so happy that we got the power back up. I know a lot of people were calling in. They're not hearing the show at full power. Others are. The power is back. We were on auxiliary for a while, and prior to the show, the station was out completely as the result of the storm yesterday evening. And we weren't really sure what was going to happen today, but I really have to thank you guys for being here anyway and standing by the way you did. And as fate would have it, we're back on the air. A lot of people are calling in, so we want to thank the folks for that.
It's indeed a pleasure to be here with you two this afternoon on such a beautiful day.
Right. Thank you. A legendary New York City group, and you're right here at a rhythm and blues show that's been on the air from here in New York City since the early 60s. We just, right before the one we just featured from the recent CD, we played The Girl I Love, and another very special one by the group, another one requested quite a bit on the Group Harmony Review. And for all the people who are calling in, we want to thank you for the phone calls, and the Cadillacs, I know, are thrilled about that. We were going to keep this format, I guess, today. We'll go and play some of the earlier sides and then some of the later ones. And Let's say next we go back to 54, when you first started. I know Wonder Why, another beautiful one.
That was
one.
Our first recording, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I Wonder Why and Gloria. The old legendary Gloria, Bobby Phillips. Yeah. I Wonder Why. The old ham of the group.
Out the nose, huh?
Yeah.
When you're out performing now, do you still do some of these?
Like
you do Wonder Why and...
We'll be performing, by the way, this Wednesday coming, the 23rd of July, at a new club on East 61st Street called The Decade, and we'll be there for two shows. Lovely little intimate place. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, terrific. That's this Wednesday?
23rd, yeah. 23rd of July.
And then the place is The Decade.
The Decade. On 61st Street and 1st Avenue.
Oh, East 61st and 1st Avenue. Terrific. That'll be this Wednesday for two shows.
Right.
Also, for any of you folks that want to go and see the group.
The first show is 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9:30.
9:30?
Okay.
9 or 9:30, I'm not sure.
9 o'clock, yeah.
You can call for information if you like.
Very
come
nice.
Down and hang out with us.
Why not?
And this following Saturday, we'll be in Boston at the Hatch. It's an open door thing with Frankie Valli. We're opening the show for Frankie. And that following Sunday, we'll be in Rhode Island.
Rockport.
The festival.
Rockport.
But it is really Newport. Mm-hmm. It's called Rockport, but it'll be in Newport, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, with the fabulous Lady of Soul, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of the Blues, and so.
Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler, the cool Iceman.
Jackson.
You know, quite a few of them.
Fabulous.
Shall I go on?
You know, nothing could be better, I think, for the music and for people like us to know that groups like yourself have so much going on and there is such great support for. We know their support. I know how busy you've been because we've been talking about getting a show together for quite a while. By the way, I want to thank Harvey Burns for putting me in touch with you originally.
Yep. My main man.
And I'm glad to see that so much is happening for the group and that you're in so many different places.
Everything. It's been a beautiful...
It's remarkable.
It's been moving right along, slowly but surely. We were fortunate enough to get the Rhythm and Blues Pioneer Award in 1996. They gave us with a host of other people, Bo Diddley and quite a few others.
Congratulations
on that. So everything
has
been going right along beautifully.
Well, that's one of the remarkable things about this music, the way it's able to sustain itself over the years. It just carries on and it continues.
Another great thing is that we were fortunate enough to have Charlie Atkins as our choreographer, and he made us like the prototype of the first group that danced and sang, you know, that was choreographed to dance along with the singing.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, that got us a chance to be into the
Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
So 5,000 years from now, when they go, and they can still see us dancing and singing.
Right.
Right. That's all right.
That's terrific. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things have just been going well for us. Thank you.
So, as promised, let's go back to 1954, and then we'll follow that up with something from the new CD. So this one from 1954, the original Cadillacs, their first release, The Flip of Gloria. And this has always been a real catchy tune here on the show. I Wonder Why, with our special guest today, the Cadillacs, at 90.7 FM.
I wonder why I love it like I do.
I wonder why I love it like I do. There's no one above me now. I wonder why I love you like I do so much. Oh, God, I pray for your love. Yes, and I wonder why.
I wonder why.
I wonder why I love you. I wonder why I do. I wonder why I need you. I love you, I need you. Oh, oh, oh.
Still, I wonder why I love you like I do so much.
place. I play the one above it now. I want the one.
So at last we have the question answered.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to that the new CD, actually, for that those last few things we heard.
The Gloria, that was a new cut off the new CD, and Girl of My Dreams, that answers the question, where did Gloria come from?
She was very beautiful, I guess.
Thank you.
The Girl of Your Dreams.
I'm very pleased with the arrangement and the way it came off. And hopefully, it'll take off.
Oh, well, I certainly hope so. And I can tell a lot of people have been calling in and commenting about the mix we're doing today with the old material and the new. And once again, for all the people who weren't getting the show at full strength, they were working on bringing the power up. We lost power last night as a result of the storm, just to let you know. And we were on temporarily with auxiliary power. So we've been answering some of those questions to the people who are calling in. But for those of you who aren't getting the show as clearly as you should be getting it or normally, it's on the way to being improved. So just stay with us here at 90.7 FM. Earl, so we were going to do something now, something really nice in up-tempo.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Should we go right into it?
Go right into it. Woe is me.
If you stay,
I'll
show you the way.
So please give me a chance, and we'll mend our sweet romance, and the flame will always burn. Stop it, church. If you leave, well, you know I would grieve. But if you stay,
if you stay,
I'll show you the way.
I'll show you.
Stop it.
Okay, we're back with the Cadillacs here on the Group Harmony Review, and a little bit of Sugar Sugar. I know we haven't
blast
heard that one in a
past,
while.
Huh?
Way back.
Blast from the past. Sugar Sugar.
Let's see who we got here. We were talking about the personnel on that, and thanks to Phil Gray's research on Sugar Sugar, we had, along with Earl Carroll and Bobby Phillips, James Bailey, Earl Wade, mm-hmm. and Charles Brooks. And for that beautiful item just before it, that very nice ballad, Broken Heart, Robert Spencer and Bill Lindsay and Champ Rollo joined James Bailey on Broken Heart. So many people are calling in, and we want to thank everyone for calling. Sounds like everybody out there on Long Island is picking up the show loud and clear.
Very good.
And we're glad to hear that. Everybody's wishing the group well. They're saying, you know, they're enjoying the show immensely, and they're so happy to have a group like the Cadillacs performing today. And on a lot of these recordings, too, you mentioned before Jesse Powell and working with the orchestra really.
Yeah, he was a.
Do you think that enhanced.
Major, not just a musician, but a person in our career. He
big influence.
Yeah, big influence on the group, and he brought us right along. He was a father figure, a brother figure. We loved him very much and respected him. And what a musician he was. He's one of the greatest tenor players I've ever heard.
He was on All Right Recording.
On all of them.
All of them.
Yes.
In some gigs that he played with us, behind us.
Another major influence on the group, I guess, part of the group. I know we were talking about that before off the mic, and we wanted to definitely, I know you wanted to share that with the audience. Mm-hmm. So going back now to, as we have done, we went back to some of the early recordings. When you first started, we were talking before about what influenced you in going to the Apollo and some of the earlier pioneer groups in New York City and the street corners. But when you first got together, when the Cadillacs first formed, you formed with the intention of following that style, R&B vocal group singing
for
recording, or was it mostly nightclubs or...
Well, we wanted to perform anywhere we could go.
Anytime.
They used to run us out of the hallways. We used to make so much noise, but we would try to rehearse in the hallway so we get that little echo sound.
Like subway station.
And that PS43, which is on 143rd in Amsterdam. 129th, I'm sorry, in Amsterdam. We used to go over there and rehearse all the time. And we would do the shows. Rockland Palace was very big in those days. We would sing anywhere. We were performers. Unfortunate enough, we didn't know too much about publishing and copywriting, so we lost out there. I mean, because a lot of the stuff we wrote ourselves.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, but we wasn't into publishing and what have you. Yeah, we wanted to perform. What we loved to do, and that was sing and perform on stage.
And because of that, we were taken advantage of,
It's a very familiar story that you hear. You know, your dream was to sing and to perform, and you had written songs and you recorded them.
100%, we are entertainers. Mm-hmm. You know, and I encourage the younger people today that's getting into the business to go to school and learn their craft.
Yes.
You know, the ins and out of it.
The business side.
Right. It's very important. And I recommend that highly.
We want to remind the folks that just about 5 o'clock, they're in tune with 90.7 FM. Next week, we'll probably get back to a few more requests and a few more collectibles. And today, we have some of the legendary collectibles being featured, the kind of sound that influenced a lot of people like yours truly and first got us to fall in love with the music. And here we are today as a result of it. And Earl, I know you have Bobby and Gary and Johnny, you have something very special up next we wanted to talk about. Another beautiful side from the new CD. This is called Through the Years?
Yes, Kenny Rogers is one of my idols, and I just love the job he did on Through the Years, and I love the tune. So I thought it was a good idea that we go in the studio and give it our best, and we did, and I'm very pleased with the outcome.
Okay, this is, so we're going to give that a listen right now, Through the Years. This is from the new CD, entitled Speedo's Back, Have You Heard the News? And I guess this is on Milrose.
Yes.
Milrose Music.
Yes, Milrose is a young man that works with us, one of the musicians in the band. And he has his own studio. He did a fabulous job in the studio with us. Mm-hmm. He was basically the producer, you would say. We handpicked the material, and I'm in love with the CD.
Now, you haven't really hadn't recorded for quite a while from the earlier recordings until this.
This is the first recording in many, many years.
Did he was he responsible for getting you back to recording? I mean, you had been performing.
No, well, it was in my head to do it for a while, but being that he had a recording studio and he was a part of the organization, we just got together and thought it would be a good idea to do a CD.
Terrific. Okay, so let's go to that CD right now. The Cadillacs with Through the Years from the recent CD, thanks to Milrose Music here at 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Yes, I do. I need you. Yes, I do. I have to go. I really have to go. I'm going down the road.
Well, down, down, baby. Oh, down the road I go, leaving you, baby. Ain't coming back no more, bye, bye, baby. Down the road I go. Stop your running all around with all the fellows that's in a town. Can't you see your mind? Your heart is so blind, so blind. Friends are saying that I'm a fool, but I just laugh. So blind.
That was beautiful. That was something beautiful. Yeah. Heart is so blind. The Cadillacs. We were just enjoying that one. We had it turned up full blast here in the studio.
That was a blast from the past. I did that so long ago, I don't remember when. I know it's my voice, but I don't remember the session.
Yeah, that was from that's from a recent CD. I played it from an import CD called the On the Jubilee Blues and Rhythm Story. It's from Volume 4, covering Jubilee and Josie Vocal Groups, an import CD issued by Sequel Records in England. And according to the liner notes, it's indicated that was unreleased, recorded from January of 1959. And at that time, on that session, the group consisted of Earl Carroll and Bobby Phillips, Earl Wade, J.R. Bailey, and Bobby Spencer.
Mm, very nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Very nice.
I wanted to play that one for you.
That was a good surprise.
And before that, just to let the folks know, of course, Down the Road from 1955, really, really nice, a classic side by the group. You ever think of doing something like the one we just heard, Heart Is So Blind, again? Maybe re-recording it?
Not to do that particular tune over again, but some of the things from the latest CD, I think, fits in that, you know, category. Mm-hmm.
We got one to match that, though. Tell Me Today.
Oh, yeah, Tell Me Today. That was one of the last recordings we did, too.
That's
just before Payola.
Yeah.
Everybody got busted and knocked it off the charts. But that was one of the
Tell Me Today.
Tell Me Today.
You know, that's another one a lot of people request. That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you, how do you find today with the new material and performing, how do you find the reaction from the audience in terms of, do they want to hear more of the old, are they comfortable with just hearing new, or you try to find a mix?
We look for the mix, but a lot of people will come up to us and say they request the old. They prefer to hear the way that it was recorded originally.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do play the new one, I find that just as many people come up to us and say what a great job we did with it. You know, like Girl of My Dreams, the old the new Gloria, and, mm-hmm. and they're surprised that we're capable of doing something new. And it's just really an extension of what the original group did years ago.
It's absolutely true, and I think it is very important that a lot of people out there realize, I know a lot of people do, but it's important to realize, and I encourage you to get behind the new groups, especially when groups like the Cadillacs and other legendary groups that are still around today are taking a shot at performing and recording something and still doing it in that with that sweet basis of the old R&B sound, but perhaps giving it a current and modern treatment. It's just as important that we support the groups now as it is to buy the material when it's reissued, because that really keeps the music alive. But I'm glad that you get that kind of a response, an interesting response, once they hear it.
Mm-hmm. It's the same good old music, just with an update arrangement, you know. And it's the same tunes from the 50s with a 90 arrangement, basically. But it's the same tune, the same feel.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose the feel.
No, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, I have a daughter who is a PR person. She goes in HMV and she says quite loudly, "I'm ready to buy a CD and I want to buy the Cadillacs, but all they have is the old ones. I want the new one."
And she's
and she does
she's
that.
A public relations from the heart.
And she takes her money out the bag and says, "Hey, I have my money for my CD and I want Speedos back in town."
She's pushing.
When we went into that song earlier, what was it? You were telling a story, Bobby, about when you were introduced on the Steve Allen Show. And was that Down the Road? Or
I wonder why. Yeah, it was coming down the steps.
The stairs.
I wonder why. It was nice.
The old Steve Allen's television show. That was
and then,
many moons
we
ago.
Did a show for Dick Clark on a Saturday. And we did Peekaboo. And he had me peeping out about four windows, different windows with different hats on. Peekaboo, I'm watching, I run to the other one. I'm watching the dog and see me, you know. That was good.
That was cute. That was a nice idea.
That was a good idea.
You think there's, you know, you sound pretty good there with that, Wonder Boy. You think there's a chance we can do a little singing today?
Oh, we might try something. No, we're game. Hit or miss.
I tell you what. Let's go back to a CD, and then maybe we can get a little organized, and then we'll come back and perform something.
Very good.
All right.
So, we have something queued up again from the new CD. This is Leroy Brown?
Yeah.
Yes, Bad Leroy Brown from my friend from Chicago. What was his name that wrote that?
Jim Croce.
Yeah, he was a sweetheart. I hope he likes what we did with it.
Okay, we'll dedicate this to him.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm going to spend my life loving you. I'm going to give you a love that's true. How about, oh, baby, now tell me, do you feel the way I do?
To be my girlfriend, I'm begging you. Won't you be my girlfriend? I'm asking you. Boom, 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 boom.
Please be my girlfriend.
Boom, 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 boom,
I've been waiting for a long, long time.
Boom, boom,
for that moment I can call you mine. Oh, little girl, say yes.
I tell you.
Yes, yes.
Why don't you be my
girlfriend? Please give my heart one little chance. And we can build a sweet romance. I really love you so. I'll be faithful and true. Please let me prove it to you.
Boom, boom, boom.
I love you madly, and I feel this way.
Well,
until
well,
eternity, please boom, boom, be my girlfriend.
Boom, boom,
boom, I wanna boom, be your lover, lover boom, boom, boy.
Boom, boom,
baby
boom,
doll,
boom,
please fill my heart
boom,
with
boom,
joy.
Boom, boom,
oh, little girl,
boom,
say yes.
I tell you,
yes, yes.
Why don't you be my
girlfriend?
Why don't you be my? Why don't you be my
girlfriend?
Why don't you be my? Why don't you be my
girlfriend?
Why don't you be my? Why don't you be my
girlfriend?
Why? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
something
you so
live
much.
By the Cadillacs.
Oh, yeah.
To all the lovely ladies out
something
there in Radio Land.
There you go with the
girlfriends. All to those, to those girlfriends. That was beautiful. Thank you very much. I'm so glad that we got you guys to do that today. That was fantastic.
It was a pleasure. Felt good.
Yeah, you know, you have to come. We have to do this again too, and come up maybe even during one of the extended shows, and we could be down there in the big studio, and maybe you can do some live singing for
we
the
love,
folks.
Great. Love to do it again anytime.
Yeah. That was fantastic. By the way, that side we opened with through the years was very, very nice.
Thank you.
And then we went to an interesting one from 1960 when the Cadillacs were on Mercury. I'm Willing was that title. And that was Earl Carroll with Bobby Spencer and Roland Martinez, who was with the Vocal Tones, I believe, and Reggie Barnes and Milton Love of the Solitaires in that group. And then, of course, we just closed it out with some live a cappella. Beautiful version of My Girlfriend. Our special guest today, Earl Carroll. and Bobby Phillips, the two original members of the group, along with Johnny Brown and Gary Lewis. You guys having a good time today?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I'm telling you, it's terrific. And all the nice people who were calling in, we want to thank the folks once again. I'm so glad we're able to do this. I know it was long in planning, and I know it's... That's why I want you to come back. I want you to come back and we'll do it again.
We'd love to come back.
And maybe for an extended show. I know before we close it out today, too, we want to get to that other side. We were talking about Tell Me Today. Yeah. We mentioned a little while ago, and you might want to play something else from the new CD. But what do you say we go back to 1954 now? We played the later version of Gloria, and we played the flip of this, your first recording.
Why not?
And I know you answered the question before on the CD, what inspired this?
She was a young lady in my dreams. Not really. It's an old standard. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Charles Brown did a version of Gloria.
And Mills Brothers.
I think the Mills Brothers.
Yeah. And we just made a doo-wop, a rock and roll, if you may.
Okay, from 1954, the original Cadillacs with a rhythm and blues classic, if there ever was one. Timeless recording, still beautiful today. Gloria.
Gloria, Gloria, is not Maria, Gloria, is not
Okay, so from 1954, the original side.
Gloria, that goes back. Now, that's a blast from the past.
I remember.
And you know what? What's amazing to me about Gloria, that it's almost like a national anthem song for the doo-wop and the street corner singing. How everybody just fell in love with the tune, and everybody from the East Coast recorded it, and I didn't think Gloria was going to really be that big, but it's just about as big as Speedo, if not bigger.
The birds, the bees, the trees.
They all recorded it.
They all recorded
it. It's amazing, Gloria. Isn't that something?
Oh, man.
Moving right along.
Yeah. All right, back to your new CD.
Yes, okay. Dr. John, I think, did this number, and it was always a wacky, wacky number to me. I loved it, the lyrics. And we ran in and did it. I hope they liked the job we did with it also.
All right, we heard the news.
What a nice way to say goodbye.
That's great.
Yeah. Well,
is our latest
I
CD.
Can't thank you guys enough for being here. I know you're going to come back. You'll come back for an extended show. My partner Neil and I will both be here together.
Now, we will.
And we would both like to thank you for being here and also everyone from the station. I know the guys outside got a special treat.
Well, I hope they enjoyed it. I really tremendously enjoyed it.
And the power was down before, and you did some singing. We didn't even know if we were going to get on.
We brought the power up. Look at
it. Hey, Cadillacs.
So the Cadillacs are going to be back up here on WFUV. Don't forget this Wednesday you can catch them on 61st Street at
The Decade.
The Decade. Two shows, and then next week you'll be in Boston. We are really happy that so many things are going on for the group. And Earl Carroll and Johnny Brown, Gary Lewis and Bobby Phillips, we want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
For everything for making the show very special.
Everybody stay well and look forward to seeing you again soon.
And you people keep calling in. Dan's the man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here.
Okay, thank you.
A little flame in my heart. Do you We'll be right back. you just hold my hand. You know that my love is true, and I just can't live without you. Let's have a party, a party for two. You'll get to know me.
Know you too.
And I.
Another one of those great unreleased Cadillacs recordings, previously unreleased, that is, when it was first recorded, and first time surfaced back on the old Murray Hill box set, now on a CD. Of course, really nice, Party for Two. And just ahead of that, something beautiful from 1954, the Cadillacs with Wishing Well. And just ahead of that, we did a little bit of Zoom by the group from 1956. Once again, I want to thank the Cadillacs for being here today. They had to leave about 25 minutes earlier before the end of the show. So what I decided to do is just close it out today with nothing but great Cadillacs material and make it a complete full Cadillac show here at 90.7 FM. With yours truly, Dan Romanello, as we continue with the Cadillacs.
Thought we'll never part, and
should ever meet again. I want you to know, oh, 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 my heart's in pain, and I want you to hurry home to me.
Once again, something very beautiful by our featured group today on this edition of the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review, the fabulous and legendary Cadillacs, New York City's own. Just now recorded in 1956 and not released until 1959 on a Jubilee LP entitled The Crazy Cadillacs. Those fabulous Cadillacs with Carelessly. Just ahead of that, from 1957 on Josie, Hurry Home. And we began from 1955, once again on Josie Records, with a very beautiful Sympathy here at 90.7 FM. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, want to thank everyone for all those wonderful phone calls today. I know the group really appreciated hearing from everyone, the response they got. And once again, I want to thank Earl Carroll and Bobby Phillips of the original group, and also Johnny Brown and Gary Lewis. They round out the present-day Cadillacs. I want to thank them for being here, for coming together, and for hanging around while the power was out earlier in the day. We're so glad we were able to get on with the group at 4 o'clock, and it really turned out well. And I want to thank each and every one of you for calling in with reports on picking up the show and comments about welcoming the group up here to WFUV. Hard to believe in all the years of the show, going back to 1963, that Earl Carroll and the group had never been on this program and their material has been so legendary, featured so many times by both guest collectors and hosts of the program. It really was a very special treat. And as I said, we've been talking about it for quite a while, and it was one of those last-minute things. Late Thursday night, it turned out the group was able to be here, and then Earl cleared it with everyone else yesterday, and with their busy schedule, it is very hard to get everyone together. So I'm very grateful for that, and I know my partner Neil shares in that with me. I'm Dan Romanello on WFUV in New York City. Just about 5 minutes to 6 o'clock. Let's finish up today and make it a complete Cadillac show.
Baby, the tears run down my eyes. Oh, baby, oh, honey, don't hurt me, don't desert me. Well, pretty baby, I want to know about love. Money left me in the cold. What's the matter, baby? You're going at my goal. Baby, oh, honey, don't hurt me. Don't desert me. Well, pretty baby, I want to know of a
lot.
Oh, baby, oh, honey, take my money.
Once again, from those fabulous Cadillacs, 1954 vintage on Josie Records, and I Want to Know About Love, making it a complete Cadillac show this Saturday afternoon here in New York City. Once again, we'd like to thank the group for being here. It's been so exciting, the Cadillacs this week, the Cookies last week. I think next Saturday I'm going to get back to a collector's edition of the Group Harmony Review, so please stay tuned for that. Once again, we would like to thank everyone for calling in today, and on behalf of myself and my partner, Neil, we would like to thank you for all your support. Please stay tuned to 90.7 FM. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Bill Shabilsky's Polka Party. And on behalf of all of us here on the Group Harmony Review, I'm Dan Romanello on WFUV in New York City. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next Saturday right here for a collector's edition at 4 o'clock on the Rhythm and Blues Review.
Can't judge a book by its cover, lover, now it's all over. There's no use for reach and ding now. There can't be a happy end now. Not for me or for you.
at 6 o'clock, you're in tune with 90.7 FM. This is public radio from Fordham University in New York. Member supported, WFUV. What a great show that was. I think we're so fortunate to have this opportunity here in the year 2010 to go back into the old Group Harmony Review archives, as I love to do periodically here on the show. Sitting here listening to that broadcast,
Hard to believe the Cadillac's very first guest spot here on WFUV. Such an influential New York City vocal group. And I was so pleased to have the group here in the Bronx, New York City, on those Saturday afternoons. I guess that show was from the summer of 96, talking about the electrical storm that had knocked out the power, and all the nice folks calling up in support of the Cadillacs being on Group Harmony Review. So glad we got them to perform that day as well. Really special. And very exciting to go back and relive those years. I mean, myself being a host here for well over 25 years. And I have so many shows that I can periodically go back to and re-air. So many which have never been re-aired. So we got a lot to look forward to in the near future. And as promised, I will be getting to those requests and dedications coming up this month. And I promised you something very special. And tonight we relived the Cadillacs for a spot here on Group Harmony Review. I enjoyed presenting that for you very, very much. And I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I did. We'll be getting to some more special features throughout the month, and thank you one and all for the input into the show, the response to the All 1960 edition that we kicked off the new year with, going back 50 years for a tribute to the 1960 sound, such a carryover of 1950s. And I will be acknowledging the mailbag, and definitely catching up on those requests for you here on Group Harmony Review.
Thank you.
Love those Chicago theme songs. So great to periodically feature so many of the theme songs I have in the collection. States Records, Chance Records, the Cobra label, my themes on Atlantic. Don't forget, if you would like to get in touch with the show, you can send an email into yours truly, Dan Romanello at WFUV.org, or you can write to me here on Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. And we'll be doing my best to acknowledge the mailbag and fill so many requests in the near future. And I think we'll be getting to another show like this one, perhaps next month or in March. Have so many February specials planned for you as well. And there are so many fabulous Group Harmony Review shows and groups who performed up here which have never been re-aired that I have in the collection. And I'll be very happy to share those with you in the months ahead. Not more than one per month, I would say, with so many other things I'd like to get to. But then again, depending on listener response, I might have to do an all 1960 part two. But really is a pleasure to go back and also to look ahead. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you next week here on Group Harmony Review. So thank you for listening. And this is Dan Romanello, letting you know that you can stay tuned for the Beale Street Caravan coming right up. And we'll be sharing this special music of ours once again next Saturday night at midnight here on WFUV. You're in tune with WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio, broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.